Hey, do you have a question for the contractors? Send it to me. Ask me your home renovation remodeling question from the link at the homepage at askthecontractors.com. Hey, the advice is free. Come on, give me the question. If I can't answer that question and give you a good answer, I'm going to call someone off my website who is an expert in that field or that direction or that question and give you the right answer so that you can get your home improvement project done right and right the first time. Okay, I want to move on here. Features that will sell your home faster. Okay, we always watch the data from the single family home listings to find out which features will help sell your home faster and for the best price. These are the features that can raise your medium home price and limit the days on the market. These are the things that stood out, and I agree, as a contractor, I'm very much in tune with this. A kitchen. If someone's coming out to buy your home, the first thing they look at is the kitchen. Are we going to have a huge expense after we move in? You want that kitchen as updated as much as you can afford. And there's simple things you could do. Maybe it's just new cabinet doors, some countertops, okay? Maybe some new appliances would make the kitchen feel a little newer. How about a paint job? There's so many ways you can do what I call lipstick on the pig to make it look a little nicer for that first look. People walk in. They smell that fresh paint. They see some new appliances. So that's the big one. And that's pretty expensive. But say you put $20,000 into your kitchen by just fixing it up and making it more pleasing. You know, that could bring you $30,000, maybe $35,000 more. So you're actually making money by putting a little bit of money out. Special rooms. Now, this one here is becoming really popular. And it actually has over the last couple of years. And that is a dog room. The dog room is usually off the back door coming into what would be a laundry room type situation where you have a low shower where the dog can come in, have its own little shower and a handheld shower that you can rinse the dog and clean the dog and have everything right there. And the doggy dish that's underneath the cabinet that you pull out so that Fido can have his or her food right there and keep all the medication for your dog, the leashes for your dog, the dog blankets. It's the dog's room. Those are becoming really, really popular. The other thing that can make your house sell a lot quicker, and that is the garage. If you have good storage in your garage, I know people are just going to take a big sigh of relief because that's one of the biggest obstacles when moving into a home is where are we going to put everything that we don't always use? And when you have efficient garage storage, huge plus. And another thing with that too, pull down stairs in your attic. If you have attic space that you could put a couple of pieces of plywood up there and it doesn't make your roof sag and you put it in the right areas on top of the rafters the way it should and secure them, have a pull down stair up the stairs, put the Christmas decorations up there. That's what I do. I put the stuff for Halloween up there. I put the stuff up there for Thanksgiving. I'm only going to use it once a year for a very short period of time. So to put it up there out of sight, out of mind is a good thing to have. We talked about this kitchen, countertops. Countertops in your kitchen can make a huge difference. Paint the cabinets and put new countertops on. Put a new faucet in the sink. That's a good way. A granny unit. Now I'm going a little deeper here. This is something I think would sell a home, but not everyone has $60,000, $70,000 to put a second unit on their property. But if you did have the money and you could spend that, say it's $75,000, I'm going to tell you that home is going to sell for a lot more having that unit on that property. I guarantee you. Let me know if you have a granny unit on your property and how you feel about it. I mean, you can rent it out to a college kid. You can rent it out to an elderly person. You can rent it out. There's so many ways you can make money off that unit. The other big one is landscaping. Freshen up that front yard with flowers. I mean, just trim back those bushes and make the curb appeal look good on that home. Make it inviting. Make it so that you want to see the inside of that home. If the outside is this beautiful, I know the inside's going to be beautiful. That's what people think. So anyways, those are your tips. Tell me what your tip is to make your home more beautiful and efficient and maybe sell faster if, in fact, you're ready to sell your home. Maybe you're out looking for a home right now. You know, what jumps out at you? So send that to me. We are going out to Northridge Country Club. And we're going to be talking with Maisha Perry. We're going to be talking to Troy Bird and Margit Work from the Bird team. So Don't go anywhere. I want you to stay put. And by the way, this segment's been brought to you by Reeves Construction Incorporated. Reeves Construction Incorporated, fourth generation construction business, providing commercial construction, residential remodels across California. Honesty, integrity, experience, quality workmanship. You want to give Paul a call at 916-437-4293. That's 916-437-4293. Or go to ReevesConstructionSite.com. Give Reeves Construction Incorporated a call today to discuss your next project. I'm your host, Todd Bird. Don't go anywhere. You've been listening to AskTheContractors.com.